Good evening, everyone. Tonight's theme, in case you're not sure, is Jesus, I am the Good Shepherd. And there are several statements he makes in the book of John where he says, I am. And I've been asked tonight to look at the bit where he says, I am the Good Shepherd. It can be found in John 10, verse 11, which in the Church Bible is page 1076, if you want to find it. Before I read it, I'd like to say, I never knew sheep were so interesting. As I've read about what it means to be a shepherd and sheep, they are really quite fascinating creatures and fascinating people. And we can really get a lot from this that perhaps we miss living in our Western world. And hopefully tonight we'll learn something that will help us in our everyday lives. So I'm just going to read from verse 11. It's very short. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Because at heart I'm a little bit lazy, I'm going to get you to do something first of all. So Ben, if we could have the first slide up, which is the next one, I think. There's a load of jobs there. So with someone near you or just in your own mind, I don't mind, whatever you feel comfortable with, I'll give you 2 minutes to sort them into any groups that you want. Okay, that's all. It's a very simple task. 2 minutes, any size groups you want, you can make it up. Off you go. Okay, anyone like to share their thoughts? Be brave. Nick's got one. Go on then, Nick. How have you done it?
People who tell you off.
People who tell you. This says a lot about you, Nick, I think, actually. Tell me more.
Policeman tells you off.
Yeah.
Politicians always tell you off.
Okay.
Mechanics tell you off.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, it's interesting. Yeah.
Vicars tell you off. Dinner lady.
Does that include pastors in Baptist churches?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, very true.
A model.
Okay, so you've got one group, they tell you off. Well, did you have another group? Well, that was it, that was it. Anyone else? Be brave. Thank you, Nick, for sharing your thoughts. Anyone else? Helen.
People who work inside versus people who work outside.
Oh, okay. So, tell us more.
So, the refuse collector, possibly the firefighter, the farmer, the policeman, mostly work outside.
Okay. Cool. So, people who work outside work inside. Very good. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Ben, can we show the next slide, please? This is my groups. I put left-hand side, doctor, teacher, farmer, police, politician, chef, vicar. The other side, waitress, firefighter, shop worker, lorry driver, refuse collector, taxi driver, dinner lady, model, photographer, chemist, mechanic. You may totally disagree with me, but I split my jobs into vocations and not a vocation. You may totally disagree with me. Let's have a look at the next slide, please, Ben. It's got a definition of what a vocation is. It is a type of work that you feel you are suited to doing and to which you should give all your time and energy, or the feeling that a type of work suits you in this way. And there's some examples. I feel I have found, stroke missed, my true vocation. Most teachers regard their profession as a vocation, not just a job. To work in medicine, you should have a vocation for it. Now, I'm quite happy to admit that a waitress may feel it's the best job in the world, she's totally suited to it, and she would call it a vocation. Same for a lorry driver or a taxi driver, I don't know. Okay? First point tonight about Jesus being a good shepherd, it's not a vocation for him. Neither is it a job. It's not something that you feel suited to. To the core of his very being, Jesus Christ is a shepherd. Now, when we look at sheep and shepherds in our modern Western society, we kind of maybe think of them in nice green fields, certainly if you go up on the dike, and the farmer maybe takes them out, moves them from one field to another, then goes home to his nice arga with his lovely roast dinners and all that kind of thing. But in Jesus' time, a shepherd was very different, and the people would have understood this. They were surrounded by sheep. There are records in the Bible of flocks as big as 14,000 sheep. Huge amounts of sheep would have been around. And they knew that a shepherd spent his life with his sheep. He lived with them. Sometimes he even died with them. He sought shelter with them. He found them food. He showed them the way to go. Very different view of how a shepherd was in Jesus' time. And I didn't really get it. Although I read the information about it and I thought about it, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Last week I watched a fantastic documentary, BBC Earth Natural Wonders, and it talks about various people that live around the world. And I really got it when I saw these people who live in the Himalayas. They had a herd of yak. Now these yak are their livelihood. They are so special to them and precious to them. They had to leave them on a hike or a march to new pasture. They could go a long way round, but they'd probably lose a lot of their herd. They had to march them through a really steep ravine, kind of really deep. The ground or the footwork was really loose. They could slip. They could injure themselves. But they had to take the yaks that way. And the shepherd was with them every single step of the way. And so when Jesus says, "I am a good shepherd," he is not just doing a job looking out for us. The thinking is, he is with us every step of the way, spending his life with us, sleeping out in the fields with us, walking through the valley of the shadow of death with us. He will not leave us or forsake us. So that's my first point tonight. It's not his job. It is who he is. Second point. Okay, the next slide, please, Ben. A shepherd leads. A shepherd leads. Now, I'm going to show you a clip from a TV program. It started in the mid-70s, carried on to the 80s. At its peak, over 8 million people watched it. So you're going to think, wow, this must be the best TV program ever. Because this Christmas, only about six million people watch things like Strictly or, what's the midwife one? Midwife, that's it, whatever it's called, okay? So this is a huge audience, 8 million people. I'm sure nowadays TV companies would kind of die for this type of viewing. So are you ready? Please don't get too overexcited. Ben, can we have that first clip?
7 years old. Well, there's dog Dan. He's got to go around the offside of that line of oak trees, but also stay in contact with the sheep at the top of the field.
Well, he's in the right place now. Dog's gone well. They're coming quite sweetly.
Very, very good line. Yeah, it's a very tricky part of the course to kind of keep the brakes on them coming down this hill and hit these gates at the bottom.
Run!
19 for the outrun at 20. Yeah. 1 point lost on the lift.
He's a good chance of catching this. The dog's in the right place. Got him.
Stay there, man!
Very, very impressive first part of this trial.
Yeah, one or two will have gone there, but no problem.
Stay there, you!
just enforcing the command there. Oh, hello. A bit lively.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Held it. Well done, Dan.
Now he's turned.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you
back
very much.
Comes.
I hope you'll be able to sleep tonight after seeing that. Okay, that held 8 million people. Riveting viewing. I remember watching it with my mum and dad, actually. I think it was on an early Sunday evening. Anyone know what it was called? Margaret?
One man who...
I bet you watched it, Margaret, didn't you? You did. That's it. You watched a dog chase after some sheep and make them go one way, then another way, then you bring them into a pen and they had to separate them. Very exciting, very entertaining. Interesting there, the way that Western shepherds deal with their sheep, and it's probably the way we think about it, did you notice the dog was sent out, came round behind the sheep, and you'd use the word he drove them. He drove them towards or in the direction the shepherd wanted him to go. And I think sometimes we have a wrong view of God. We have a picture of God as this kind of sheepdog behind us. Yap, 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 go this way, do that way, do this. Oh, you've done it wrong again. Don't, I need to bring you over this way. Totally wrong. God is not that sheepdog on our case all the time, hassling us, giving us a hard time because we are doing something wrong. People in Jesus' time would have understood that a shepherd led his sheep. If they were going on a long journey, he would walk in front, trusting that his flock would follow him. If it was a big herd, there may be a couple of dogs at the back. Did you know Jesus has got two sheepdogs? They're called Goodness and Mercy, and they will always follow you. Okay? But the shepherd in Jesus' time would lead his sheep. Sometimes he may come alongside, depending on the threat. Maybe some of the sheep were tired, or maybe they'd been attacked, or maybe they'd fallen and hurt their leg. He would come alongside. If necessary, he would go to the back. Maybe there was a threat coming from behind. Maybe a wild animal. Maybe robbers. But the picture is very different. It's not a God driving his sheep forward, making them go where they don't want to go or do the things they don't want to do. It's about a shepherd who walks with his people, who spends time with them, who wants to be involved in every aspect of your life, no matter what it is. He is a partner with you. Sorry, Ben, I forgot to read the verse, didn't I? Sure, make that a bit biblical as well. Okay. John 10, verse 3 to 4. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. I read about this. It's fascinating what the shepherds would do. They would literally, there could be three or four flocks kind of in a pen overnight for safety. And the shepherd would literally go there and he would call his special call and only his sheep would come. Incredible. We are Jesus' sheep. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. The next point, thank you, Ben. A good shepherd looks. Now, we have a special guest star tonight who's coming out to help me with the next point. Are you ready for a drama masterclass? Yeah. Obviously not, Josh. Thank you, Sam. You are. How are you coming, Josh? Where do I put the stuff? Over here, Josh. Now, we must have spent at least 1 minute practicing this. So, enjoy anyway. Already? Okay. Is it a bird?
Is it a plane?
No, it's Super Shepherd. Bah, bah, save me, Super Shepherd.
I'm coming, my lover.
Super Shepherd waded through waist-deep swamps. Super Shepherd fought off man-eating crocodiles. Super Shepherd even survived a Tim Vellacott sermon. But still...
No sheep.
No sheep, very good. Super Shepherd walked through raging winds. Super Shepherd survived torrential rain. Hope I don't get your guitar, Dan. Sorry. But still.
No sheep.
Super Shepherd fought off armed terrorists. Super Shepherd rode bareback across the American plains. Yeehaw! Woohoo! Until eventually he arrived at the Grand Canyon. Ba ba! Save me, Super Shepherd! And all because the shepherd loves his sheep. Yeah. Thank you, Josh. Very good. Well done. Sorry, Tim. I'll be getting that telling off that Nick normally gets. Let's look at a Bible verse from Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verse 12 to 13. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. Now, lots of young people here tonight. Some of you at work, some at university. And... you're at a very exciting time of life. Some of you at secondary school. Very exciting. Great future ahead of you, hopefully. But as you come to that point of your life, you begin to make more and more decisions on your own. No longer, if you're at university or work, under the kind of the care of your mum and dad, you've gone. Secondary school, hopefully you're beginning to get more and more independence. Mum and dad are letting you go to the shops maybe, or go to a party, or do whatever you want to do. More and more independence. But with that greater freedom comes great responsibility. Now, believe it or not, I was young once. And I know it's quite a tough world out there. Full of temptation. Full of things that on the outside look really good. Very enticing. Maybe your mates are doing certain things and you think, well, do you know what? Quite fancy that. Give it a go. You're going to be faced with hundreds, if not thousands, of moral decisions as you grow up and get older. And my prayer is that you will make the right decisions. Decisions that will please God and that will bless you. But I'm realistic enough as well that some of you may wander off. Some of you may be like the sheep that wandered off. And if you remember nothing else tonight, I want you to know Jesus will never, ever turn his back on you. It's not about your sin and the size of your wrongdoing. It's about the size of his grace and the size of his forgiveness. And if you come to that point where you've wandered off and you think, do you know what? I want to go back to Jesus. Please don't be afraid to. Because he's looking for you. He wants you. He's waiting for you to make that decision to turn back to him and ask to become part of his flock again. So please, if you remember nothing else, remember that. That it's the size of God's grace, not the size of your sin, that is important. How do I know all this? Well, I haven't really talked about the last half of that verse. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's how I know that Jesus is the good shepherd, that he wants to spend his life with you, that he wants to lead you. Education, future careers, future wife, future husband, I don't care what it is. He wants to be your shepherd and lead you and be right in the middle of that decision. He is not that sheepdog barking at you to go this way and that way. He will always look out for you, always. He's looking for people who want to devote their life to him, but also be aware that if you are that person that makes that mistake and wanders off, he is still looking for you because he is the good shepherd who wants to be involved in your life. And so just as we finish here, life's very strange sometimes. I didn't speak to Dan about what he was going to play or sing tonight. Can we show the Psalm 23, please, Ben? Thank you very much. And we're going to play that song that Ben and Becky played at the end by Stuart Townend, Psalm 23. And all I'd like you to do is read the psalm and pick one thing that really speaks to you at the moment. Maybe you think you need to lie down and greet pastors because you're so tired and, you know what, life's so hard at the moment. Maybe exams. I don't know. Maybe you think you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death because life is just tough. Jesus says he's with you and you need fear no evil. Maybe you have a decision to make about a university or a GCSEs or job interview. I don't know what it is. He guides me along the right paths. So in a minute, as we play this song, you read it just in your own time. Pick out one thing and make that your prayer tonight. That Jesus would be your good shepherd and would help you with whatever situation you're facing. Ben, if you could play the song, please. Thank you very much.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures. He leads me by the still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you. And I will trust in you. Your endless mercy follows me, your goodness.
Dear Lord, I thank you that you are our good shepherd, and you are not a shepherd who just wanders out to his sheep and then goes home. Lord, that you are a shepherd who wants to be heavily involved at the centre of our lives. Lord, I thank you that you want to lead us through the paths of righteousness. Lord, I thank you that you will always be looking out for us, and if we do wander off, no sin is too great for your forgiveness. All of it is covered by your death, your resurrection and your ascension. Lord, you've heard the prayers tonight. If people have chosen a verse that means something special to them, that you would answer the cry of their heart and you would prove to them and you would show yourself to be their good shepherd in the middle of their situation. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.